You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Of Auckland researchers have been recognised by Quanta magazine for one of the major biology breakthroughs of 2025. This study suggests evolution happens in short, intense bursts rather than as a slow, steady process. Researchers looked at examples across cephalopods, ancient enzymes, and Indo-European languages to better understand how changes happen over time. I spoke with Dr. Peter Willis about punctuated equilibrium, the origins of genetic code, and why this research is gaining international attention.
So to start broadly, what was the main finding of your research?
Okay, so this was a kind of a spin-off from a main topic. The main topic is the origin of the genetic code, and this is what I've been studying with Charlie Carter from the University of North Carolina for probably 15 years. And we recently got a big grant from the Sloan Foundation in the US. That's just been renewed for 2 years. But this study that spun off was about what they call punctuated equilibria in evolution. And the idea is that evolution proceeds sort of gradually, just slowly. And then every now and again, there's a big spurt. And that usually happens at speciation events, you know, when some family tree divides. And so Jordan Douglas, who was working with our group as a postdoctoral fellow, he devised a way of testing current data to see whether or not it had evolved through such a kind of procedure. And when he did the rigorous testing, he found that he could distinguish between data which showed that there had been spurts in evolution or spikes, and data when that hadn't occurred. And so when he applied it to a great range of natural sets of data, from the enzymes that we study in the origin of the genetic code, from the origin, let's just say the development of the cephalopods, their evolution, that's octopuses and squids and whatnot, and also Indo-European languages, when he applied it to those sets of data, he found that indeed there was really strong evidence that evolution had proceeded with spurts. And this was the idea that Niles Eldridge and Stephen Jay Gould had in the 1970s, and it always remained controversial. So when they saw our study, Quanta magazine, that's an online magazine, mostly science and maths, published in the US, they nominated our study as one of the biggest breakthroughs in biology in 2025. So, you know, that it's pretty nice when you get that sort of positive reinforcement.
When it came to the study, what inspired you to look at all the different systems of, like, cephalopods versus languages versus enzymes?
Oh, that was Jordan's idea, because he first of all, we did it in order to show, which is what we, I mean, the evolution of the enzymes which operate the genetic code necessarily goes through these sharp transitions when you add another letter to the amino acid alphabet. And so, of course, we needed this sort of analysis in order to understand the system we were looking at. And so he then decided to go and look at other traditional data sets and found the same thing. And he just chose whatever was available, the things that looked interesting. And the evolution of language is something which has been studied using the BEAST software, as it's called, that was first developed by Alexi Drummond, who's a professor of biology here. And Jordan's been involved. Remco Bukert, who's another member of our team, he's been involved in the development of that software. So they naturally Jordan chose the sets of data which had been used with this software before.
And you mentioned before about how Qantas magazine described this as the biggest biological breakthrough of 2025.
One of them.
Why do you think the research has gained that level of attention?
Because it's related to the controversy that we had for so many years about punctuated equilibria, whether evolution was gradual, the way it's envisaged in the ordinary Darwinian interpretation. You know, mutations accumulate slowly and you get slow, gradual change, and it's been a long, long time, and so then you can explain the evolution of complex biological structures. That's the traditional view. Whereas it does seem that when you get new things happening, it doesn't proceed that way. It happens suddenly in spurts, and that's why you have apparent breaks in the fossil record. You have, you know, long, slow development change or almost no change at all, and then suddenly, boom, you get this big change and you get two different things springing off something which was their common ancestor.
Yeah, does this complicate the theory of how life began?
I don't know about complicates the theory. It describes part of the process of how life began. I mean, we view life as a system which interprets genetic information. And the thing is, you know, if you just had the human genome out in space, it wouldn't mean anything at all. It's got to be embedded in sort of like hardware which can operate software in order to interpret that information. And what life does is it takes the information and it interprets it to produce the hardware that can run the software. I mean, it's a very circular kind of logic of what you have in life. And so from that point of view, looking at these sharp transitions in the development of that interpreter system, that molecular biological interpreter, those sharp transitions are things that we expect to find. And so it sort of does enlighten us about that.
And your research suggests that RNA and peptides maybe have evolved together. Why is that important for your understanding?
Okay, so peptides really are the things that you need to interpret genetic information. These peptides in particular, the enzymes that operate the genetic code. And so we sort of see the origin of life in terms of a kind of serendipitous simultaneous occurrence of things which kind of recognize one another and produce a way of interpreting genetic information, and that as a whole series of transitions in which at each stage when you add something new to the interpreter, it upsets everything that's there. It has to settle down to a new system of interpretation, and that's how it is that the genetic code can start off with something really, really simple which just serendipitously arises and then develop into something more complicated like the 20 amino acid genetic code that we have today.
And from this point in research, what would be your next questions? Is there any more questions that arise from all of these new conclusions?
What we really want to do is refine our picture of how what I've just described can actually happen and go into the detail of the first stages, if we can possibly deduce that from the data which are available in organisms that are alive today. I mean, the point is that every cell has a common ancestor or thereabouts from 4 billion years ago, and already then the genetic code had evolved. And so we all have the same genetic code, we all have the same enzymes, so we can take the enzymes from such diverse organisms that have separated from one another 4 billion years ago and then trace the family history back to those enzymes and then look at the families of those enzymes from before the last universal common ancestor. And so we want to refine our picture of exactly what happened way back then.
And finally, what's one thing you'd like the listeners to take away from this research? What's the significance for us?
I think the significance is that we don't know as much as we really think we know about biology, that there is a hell of a lot more to be found out in terms of how that fine, and I would say intelligent, structure works. That coding structure, I mean, if you're going to talk about computers having intelligence, for God's sake, you should be thinking of organisms as having that kind of thing themselves. I mean, the genetic code is a system whereby molecules sort of learn to recognize one another, learn to manipulate one another so that they can take information and make themselves. I mean, if that's not deserving of the term intelligence, I don't know what is.
That was Dr. Peter Willis speaking on the University of Auckland's breakthrough study on evolution.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.